Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I knew there was something I needed to check. Hey, Patriots. Hey, I'm sorry about that. I'm Melissa Redpill. I'm so glad you're here today. Thank you for putting that over there that there was no sound. I'm so glad that now I see that real quick. And now I want you to know today is a really big day. This is the day I've been waiting for to tell you something very, very important. I'm going to wait until more people come on. I'm going to be, hopefully, yeah, good now. Okay, so it's very, very important. You're going to want to bookmark this. You're going to want to share it. And please pray that I'll be able to get this information out very clearly to help a lot of people. And I just never expected to be in this position, first of all, to have this situation happen, but then also to now be able to help other people, I hope and pray. All right. So, but first, until more people come on the live, I'm going to share with you some of the most recent events that are happening right now. And so I wanted to encourage you with these things, and then we'll see more of our fam come on here in just a second. So, and I'm going to have to be careful with my words today. For those of you who've been around, I've been doing this for 10 years. Remember how I used to have to hold up papers and all this? So I'm probably going to be, you're going to have to watch the screen on this one. I know a lot of you just listen. And this time you're going to need to really probably watch the screen so you can really catch what I'm showing you. But first, let's just talk about our wonderful president. This one is a great post from the White House. Eyes up, guardians. Eyes up, guardians. We know guardians from the board. That's one of the words. That's not a word you use every day, right? And so I want you to see this. Of course, our wonderful president holding the American flag. And Mr. Musselman, the Council of Wizards and Warlocks cannot be defeated. Nice view up here. It says here, Guardians of Intelligence. The Guardians of Intelligence. The other day, I was talking about John Solomon, how he and also Sarah Carter, who were asked to help get some of this information out to in kind of the alternative media. And that's us. We're all been, brought into this alternative media, every one of us trying to get the truth out to overcome the fake news, right? And it's because they are clearly the enemy of the people. So they were asked by what I believe is these white hats, these guardians of intelligence. And so that's, we still don't know necessarily who they are. Maybe who knows? We may never know who are these people. It's very dangerous what they're doing to fight this criminal cabal. But maybe once it's all the coast is clear, maybe once all the coast is clear, 100 years from now, when we're all doing good and we're living long lives as long as trees, then maybe we'll see that. Anyway, so I want you to see that. And so it says, shall we play a game once more? I just talked about that on the video the other day. I have a feeling that's what they're pointing us to. Eyes up, guardians. That's just not a phrase that you use all the time, kind of like tippy top, right? So I want you to see, I want to make sure that you saw that. And thank you to Captain Kyle Patriots, who put this out there, connected this with Post 51. He's pointing out that it was done at 5:10. And he's saying Post 51 says, dear Patriot, we hear you. We hear all Americans, such as yourself. The time has come to take back our great land. The time is now. Okay. So this was, I don't even know what date this was. He didn't have the date on there, but it was several years ago. We've been in this battle. Who knew it was going to take so long? Whatever it takes, however long it takes, this is what we're going to keep fighting until we win, because this is life or death. It really is. It's not just a difference of opinion. These people are serious. They're not playing. If we learned anything from COVID, we learned that. All right. So rest assured, POTUS is backed by the absolute finest people alive, who are all dedicated to the eradication of evil and corruption from the U.S. and the world. Yes. Thank God for all these people who are so smart and also so dedicated and are on it. And so they've left no stone unturned. So very exciting. Find peace. God is with us. God is with us. Pray about that. God is with us. What does that mean? God bless and be safe. The WH, the White House. So this post was specifically, it's rare. You don't see that many posts that say they're from the White House, but that one was. So thank you, Captain Kyle Patriot, for posting that. And then we also have, oh, I want you to see this. This just came out yesterday. You know, I am in Texas and I have been fighting for this for years and got made no headway, almost none. It says the Texas State Board of Education to require Bible readings in public schools. This is amazing. This is the situation. It unfortunately, despite, you know, what our Constitution says, it has to be mandated or they won't do it. You can show someone the Constitution all day long, but until the state of Texas or whatever state you're in forces them to do it, they won't do it. And they'll teach everything under the sun. Fake news, baloney, complete made up baloney that, you know, it does not stand the test of time, but they, you know, don't want to read the Bible. That is, even if you don't accept it as, someone doesn't accept it as the word of God, there's no doubt it's the most historical, time-proven text of all time. There's just no doubt about it. Anyway, so this is very, very, very good news. I'm so thankful for Texas. And just recently, they made it where they required, mandated, well, that if someone donated posters that had the Ten Commandments, they were mandated to be put up on the walls in the classrooms, each classroom. So I've talked about that before. I don't remember the name of the website, but anyway, I'll try to get that and grab it for you. But the point is, Restore American Schools. I think that is it. Anyway, this is amazing news for Texas, and I hope many other states follow suit. They will in the Golden Age. That's what the Golden Age is really about, is that we will have the truth, which sets us free. The word of God is clearly the truth. It is the truth. So yeah, here's what it says. It says, the Texas State Board of Education has approved a plan requiring K through 12 students to study biblical texts as part of their English and literature curriculum. This decision will affect over 5 million students and reflects a growing trend to incorporate Christian teachings in public education. The new curriculum goes beyond a previous law mandating one approved literary work per grade and instead requires multiple titles to be read in their entirety. Critics argue the curriculum favors Christianity and undermines the separation of church and state. Supporters contend that studying the Bible is essential for understanding Western and American history and culture. Thank you. Hello. We're in desperate need for people to understand how our country was founded on the Lord and His Word, and that we're one nation under God. That we are, that, you know, we'll talk about the motto in a second, but that this is our founding, but that we have unalienable rights given to us by God Himself: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. President Trump just talked about that. The board also proposes changes to social studies, focusing more on the U.S. and Texas history and reducing global studies. The new requirements are set to take effect in 2030. Oh, I didn't know that. I hadn't read that. 2030? Oh, for crying out loud. 2030? And the wheels grind slowly, don't they? I didn't even notice that part. How did I miss that little part? But anyway, yeah, but it will be mandatory in the schools. So then President Trump said, we're not changing our motto. They can screech and they can scream. And also, if you put, at least in Texas, now I don't know about all the states, but in Texas, if someone donates a poster with the state motto, not the state motto, the U.S. motto, that it says, in God we trust, then it must be put up in a common area for all to see. And of course, the screeching, they don't want that to happen. They don't want this to be seen by anyone, but yeah, this is the law. And so, yeah, if they are donated by an outside source, they can't be paid for by public funds, which is stupidity. But either way, that's the way we have it working. Anyway, so this is, I would really encourage you to go and do that. It may seem like a small thing, but it's not. For everyone to see day after day after day, in God we trust. This it may sound like a little thing, but it's a big thing. Let's see what President Trump has to say.
Out too well, but they failed and the cause of freedom won and it continues to win. The war of survival ultimately gave America our national anthem and our star-spangled banner. Many Americans know the story of Francis Scott Key writing the words of the anthem and watched the flag under attack, and he wrote those beautiful words. But what few realize is that the very same poem also inspired our national motto. The fourth verse of the song ends in these words, and this be our motto, in God we trust. In God we trust. And as you know, the Democrats want to end that. They don't want the words, in God we trust. They want to have that stricken. They go to court. They take us to court. We're never changing that. We'll fight for that. We're not changing that. In God we trust. Better believe it.
You better believe it. You better believe it. We are in the Lord is our only hope. The Lord is our only hope to save our country. And he is with us, just like I was reading to you from the board. So the board is very much, Christian based. And that's, they hate it because they don't like it when the truth about the Lord and the truth about how our country should be run converge, that flips them out. I found this. Yes, here's the one right here that is the how to return the Ten Commandments to the classrooms and defend our history. So the same thing applies. I don't know if it's on this page, but there's where you can actually buy the exact poster that you know that will meet all their criteria and that they can't say, oh, this doesn't have, this T crossed or I dotted. So yeah, definitely you can choose schools. You can donate to schools and get the Ten Commandments. Even if you're not in Texas, whatever you can do to get the word of God into the minds of the people, of the children, it'll help everybody in our country. And it appears that Texas is leading the charge, at least on this. So that's in reading the Bible. All right, so more to come. All right, the next thing is, that's something else. Okay, let me see if I can go back to. Okay, here's another thing that was posted about fireworks. This was posted way back in June of 2018. And, we've got, of course, the 4th of July fireworks going on. And so I don't know what's going to happen. I sure would love it if we saw something big happen on the 4th of July. Is that what it's talking about? Is it leading us to believe that? When did POTUS make this statement? Okay, let me back up. We remind you, Mr. VIP, where we go one, we go all. Where did the storm arrive? Some things leave lasting impressions. Listen carefully. When did POTUS make this statement? When did we arrive to start the awakening? You have more than you know. Fireworks. Okay, so there's fireworks there. And it also says here, expect fireworks, justice. Expect fireworks, justice. So then this...
Get ready.
The other day, Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, said to get ready for fireworks. Check this out.
America, because we're putting our love of country on full display. I want you right there with me on the National Mall for the Salute to America celebration on July 4th in Washington, D.C. Fittingly, we are marking 250 years of grit and glory with inspiring music and a record-breaking fireworks show that will light up the entire world. This is where we show everyone that the American spirit is stronger than ever before. This is Freedom 250. Don't miss it. Register for your free tickets at freedom250.org and may God bless our great republic.
Amen. I just love having these great leaders speaking about the Lord and giving honor to the Lord. It was so great at President Trump's rally on Wednesday night. It's really beautiful and very, very exciting to have our country being back. We're the land of, of faith and freedom. All right. So here, and that's, I think, what President Trump was talking about, that it was a faith and freedom coalition where he was speaking about the motto and God's word. Now, I want you to see, he said, we'll show everyone.
Spirit is stronger than ever before. This is Freedom 250. Don't miss it. Register for music and a record-breaking fireworks show that will light up the entire world.
Okay. The fireworks show that will light up the entire world. Okay, that works for me. And this is the thing. We've already seen what's been going on in Iran. President Trump just sent some more missiles to attack the New World Order minions there in Iran, who were attacking the ships going through the Strait of Hormuz. So we just did that here today on the June 27th, 2026. But this fireworks show to light up the world would be great if it was arrests. I'm up for it. That would be a fireworks show that would light up the whole world. So, and it would be appropriate for that day. We'll see. We're going to just watch and see. Either way, we're just going to keep fighting. All right. So if you, before we get started, I want you to make sure you hit the like button right now, everybody. And because I'm fixing to get started. I'm fixing to unleash. Buckle up, because here we go. Okay. And make sure you're subscribed. Make sure your bell is rung. And let's go. Let's do it. All right. So let me do this real quick. Make sure everything is set to go. All right. Y'all ready? Here's the story. Here's the deal. On April 30th, I had something happen. A dear friend, I'm going to call this person Sally. This dear friend asked me to take her to get a procedure. And I'm talking about a very dear friend. To take her to a procedure, and I was going to leave. I'm like, okay, you'll be here. I'll pick you up in an hour. And just something said, stay. The Lord told me to stay. So I stayed, and Sally went back into the back and got all ready. I was helping Sally prep and all this. And next thing I know, the doctor comes in and uses the C word. I was not prepared for that at all. So since April 30th, we've been dealing with this, fighting this. And Sally's awake, but not, doesn't really keep up, with like we do. And so I was in shock. And so you're in a situation and we're already like knee deep in it. And all of a sudden there's a procedure happening. It's like, well, how did we get, wait, stop, hold off, hold, stop, time out. There was no time out. It was happening. And that was the end, that was what it was. And so this person is so close, that the doctor came out and gave me the report about what's going on. And it basically said, okay, what we got to do here is we've got to rip out the kidney. Like, how do we get here? We just came in here for a procedure, and all of a sudden we're saying we got to take out this kidney. I mean, this was not something we were prepared for at all. So any of you out there who have had these terrible diagnoses from these doctors, and they just look at you and they just tell you something that knocks you right off your seat, I feel you. And so this is the kidney. So that turns out the C, the cancer, was in one of these little, this is called the renal pelvis. And it was in two of these little channels and growing fast. Now, Sally has smoked for 50 years. So either way, it is what it is. What do you do? You got to do it. You got to figure something out. What are you going to do? What are you going to do if you're sitting in this situation? Okay. And so it says, okay, what we're going to do. And just speaking like, well, this is what has to be done. You have to rip out this kidney. And thankfully we have two kidneys. And so that is an option because if you have lung cancer, it's easily, take out a lung or whatever. So at least we knew that there was that. And say, first, before we do that, I want you to go talk to this oncologist. And let's talk about getting chemo treatments. Okay. So we were having this conversation with this oncologist, and, Sally really wasn't up for that, but said, I'm going to listen to what everybody has to say. And so they basically said, because I asked her, what happens to Sally's antibodies? What happens to them? And her immune system, and the oncologist said, well, Sally's immune system is not working already. And we're just Sally, we're just trying to buy you 10 years. You don't really want to live more than 10 years, do you? I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. I was like, how could you say such a thing? How could you say these people are so unfeeling? It's hard to even describe. We're just trying to buy you 10 years. It's like the knockout blow, and the fear mongering is over the top. And so, I said, well, Sally's immune system is working some because Sally's not sick. Sally hasn't had even one pain, not the first pain. And now you're saying, she needs to take out her kidney. One of them. Anyway, so this is so hard to even talk about. Pray for me because this is so hard to talk about. So we're having to listen to this. And I said, well, her immune system is working some. Well, they're like, oh, we're expecting Sally to just sign up. Where do I sign? Because they know, like a used car salesman, what you're going to be in this situation. You're going to be petrified. And you're going to just like, I got to do whatever I got to do because you're the one in the white lab coat and and I'm going to just sign off my kidney and sign over my antibodies to you for you to wipe out my antibodies that I've had all my life since I was a baby. And so you're like, they're trying to say, oh, when do you want to go ahead and get started? It's like a used car. When can I get you in this car? hard sell. And we said, we're going to have to think about it, pray about it, because this is just a shock. And but then they start calling. Oh, when do you want to sign up? When do you want to go ahead and get this started? And finally, Sally kept getting these calls. And finally I said, I'm calling them and telling them to back off, stop. We'll let you know. Don't call us. We'll call you if we want you to put this in Sally's body. All right. So, yeah, I saw a whole bank of seats where all these chairs and all these people, the bald-headed people. Just about at death. Okay, hang on. See what's going on. Why is the camera not working? Hold on. I don't know, because what I'm talking about, I don't know. All right, so that's the situation I've been dealing with. Okay, but you know me, and I trust the Lord. He has seen me through a lot of stuff. He's seen me live through a lot, and I just know He's going to guide us through, and we're going to figure this out. And so, that was the Ten Commandments. Yeah, this whole idea of 10 years was not something either of us were prepared to hear. So, and the bigger the big thing is, what happens is, and if, for those of you who have not researched this, and to be honest, I really hadn't researched it some. I had heard some videos, probably like you have, but you don't really dig in and start to dig in and find out what's really going on until you're faced with this yourself. And you have to see, okay, what is the decision I'm going to make in this situation where my back's against the wall? Okay, so this is your little antibodies that are working hard. And like this one right here, here's a cute little picture. Here's an antibody. Isn't he cute? And he's got all these keys on him, and he's looking all the time. He's busy all the time. Here's a really cute one too. Isn't that cute? This is what saves your life every day, you guys. This is a little B cell, and he's got all these antibodies on him, and he's looking for an antigen. He's looking for some kind of bad thing in your body, and he is he's going to be, if he finds something, he will take one of those little keys and that fits the exact lock for that bacteria, virus, or whatever it is, and it will attach to it, and it will start going berserko and saying, hey, there's something terribly wrong here, and we know how to fight this, but we need to make more soldiers to fight this thing. Those are your antibodies, the little pink keys. And you've got to have those or you're going to be sick. And you've got, those are your most prized possession. You want to protect your antibodies with everything you've got. This is why I talk a lot on my channel about detoxing, because the toxins try to break down these cells so that you have a weakened immune system. We talk about an immune system and the probiotics and all that. We want to make sure that we've got all these beautiful little antibodies and that they are strong and that they are resilient and that nothing happens to them, because that is your key to being strong. And how many times have you heard people go and they have these treatments, and next thing you know, the cancer comes back, and then the people are so weak, they finally just can't. It's because the chemo destroys, wipes out, like as in an eraser, like as in wiping out the hard drive of your antibodies. The antibodies that save your life on the daily. The reason that you're not sick with 1,000 different things is because of these precious antibodies. They are precious. The most important thing you have really in your body, you can maybe do without a big toe, but you need, I want my big toe, but what is, you need these antibodies in the worst way. And that is what chemo does, is it wipes them out like erasing a hard drive, the memory of everything you have fought. This is why when you, let's say if you've always lived in America like I have, and then you go to some other country, you are not prepared. You don't have the key. You don't have the antibody for fighting that particular virus or germ or whatever it is, and that you can get sick over this over there, but because you don't have the key. But the people who live there, that's fine. So these are so important. And you know, who cares about the hair? Is not a big deal. Losing your hair, the thing is, don't wipe out my antibodies. When someone loses their hair, that tells you there's something very, very drastic going on. Well, they're saying, well, we're killing the cancer, and oops, by the way, we're having to kill off your own immune system at the same time, because it's just like a nuclear holocaust. It just wipes out everything. And that's just what we have to do. There's nothing else to do. Well, there are other things to do. And that tells you something's terribly wrong, because they know that there are other things that you can do without wiping out all of your precious antibodies. So that is the number one reason. Sally was like, I don't want to do this. How many times have you seen people and they just, after the third round of all this, they're just, their body is so weakened. They go in and they're a strong person, and next thing you know, they're wiped out. And I think it's on purpose. So here's a video of that you might want to watch. I thought I had it pulled up, but anyway. Here's about the B cells. The B cells, that little guy with the little antibodies on him, they protect you from infection by making proteins called antibodies. B cells are a type of white blood cell called lymphocytes. When your immune system detects antigens, markers that indicate a threat like bacteria or virus has entered your body, your B cells produce antibodies to fight your invader. And then they multiply. Okay, which is, thank you, good job, little B cells. And so here is the antigen. That's a marker that tells your immune system whether something in your body is harmful or not. Antigens are found on viruses, bacteria, tumors, or and normal cells of your body. Antigen testing is done to diagnose viral infections. So an antigen is the thing you're trying, you know, the antibody can have the key to go, oh, this is a bad guy, and get it and remove it from your body. If you don't have these, then it's pretty much curtains. Okay, so then, sorry, the screen is just spinning and spinning and spinning. That's not what we want to do. Not going to be able to get anything done with going to spin all day. All right. So I want you to see. Oh, come on, little guy. Okay. Thanks. So this guy right here, his name is Dr. Robert Morse. I don't know him. Again, y'all know I'm not a doctor. I'm just a lady. I'm just telling you what happened in my own personal life. This is what has happened with a dear, dear, dear friend of mine. And we had to face this and we had to figure out what we were going to do. And I'm going to show you what we did because it's good news. I'm going to tell you good news at the end. Okay. Very, very, very good news. So his name, though, is Robert Morse. And what he says is that the pH of this chemo is acid. What happens if you pour acid, a low pH acid on your skin? It will burn it. Well, that's what they're putting into people's veins. This is why it hurts, because it's literally burning the inside. And this is, it's like this nuclear holocaust inside your body. And that people, because they trust, they are willing to give themselves over to this. And by the look of the people, you can tell that they are under attack, right? All right, so I wanted this to come up. Anyway, this is a video. Here we go. Maybe it's coming up now. Okay, so this is from Crash Course. I didn't want to play all that. All right, so here is the immune system part two Crash Course about these B cells. And these are like their little keys. And he identifies this antigen here, and he realizes he has the cure for this, the way to fight it. And so he starts multiplying like crazy. And so anyway, this is a good video. I think you would really like to watch. I'll go ahead and share this into the chat. Okay. Yes, you're right, Rollerbug. It's all about the money. I'm going to talk about that here in just a second. Okay. So there is the one that you can see. I just posted it. Crash Course. Okay. All right, here we go. So that one, I think is really good to help you to catch up and understand about antibodies and antigens if you want to know more about that in detail. So this guy, Robert Morse, on Morse's.tv, Morse, MORSES.TV. I don't know this guy. I don't know this guy, but I think that he's onto something. I think he's right, you know, that this is, no one would subject themselves to someone pouring acid on their skin, but they subject themselves to having acid put inside their veins because of the fear, and they are just desperate, and the fear mongering, and they trust the people in the white lab coats. And so what, they never had met anyone like me, so they didn't know I was not going to fall for this brainwashing. It is brainwashing. All right, so here's what, if you remember the Lord Jesus telling us the story about this woman who had, it says here in Luke chapter 8, verse 43, a woman was there who had been suffering from chronic bleeding for 12 years. Although she had spent all she had on doctors, no one could heal her. How many people do everything under the sun and they spend all this money, all this testing, all this, and it's just, they keep you sick. I'll just say allegedly it appears it's a business model, because they don't want their clientele to get well or to have something very inexpensive to make them well. They want this big money-making machine churning out all this wealth for them. And it's actually even more nefarious than this. And Morse was saying this, that this is their intent to harm. They forgot their Hippocratic oath, first do no harm. These people are intent. Fauci is proof of that. This whole point about what he did with gain of function research, which Tulsi Gabbard just exposed just before she walked out the door, is that they started these bioweapons labs in Ukraine. If you haven't seen this, go back and look at one of my most recent videos. And we talk about exactly what she is exposed, that they did this on purpose, and that they were doing this against the law, and that over 7 million people have either died or been terribly injured because of it. This is, there's no other way to look at it than to say there's intent. And that this poor woman, Jesus was warning us that these people, you spend all you have because you got this. What else are you going to do with your money? You're going to be dead. You might as well spend it to try to save your life. And the more you spend, the more it's just you get worse and worse and worse, just like this woman in that Jesus told us about. All right. So yeah, this is the Rockefeller Medicine Men. Have you ever seen that book? The Medicine and Capitalism in America. This is the medicine. So what we're going to be talking about is how to heal your body, to make your body strong so that you'll never get the cancer to begin with. This is what we're trying to do, not do a nuclear holocaust, wipe out your immune system, but we're trying to build up your immune system. Instead of tearing it down, we're trying to build it up and make it where your body can fight, 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 where your antibodies do their job instead of getting wiped out. We need these cute little guys. We need them. We need them, and we don't need to wipe them out. They know that. The Rockefeller Medicine Men know this, and they are, some of them are brainwashed. Some of them are in on it. And I don't know which is which. It doesn't really matter. I'm just trying to steer clear. I'm just trying to steer clear of these people. And there is a thing called the white lab coat that people trust because they've got the white lab coat. They've got the stethoscope. They've got the degree up on the wall. And they must know what to do. And people just generally trust someone like that. And if you remember, we were told on the board, those you are taught to trust the most. Who are we taught to trust the most? This will not be easy. The end. You. Okay, so yeah, this is really hard. And we were talking we have a group chat of Team Melly group chat this morning where we were talking and it's so difficult to come and to not trust the people that we've been told to trust all of our lives. And some of these are pastors. Some of these are our politicians. Some of these are, you know, doctors. And we've been told to trust them. It's to think for yourself. We were also told on the board to think for yourself. Think for yourself. And most people just leave their brain at the door and just believe whatever they were told. And they can't stop and think and pray. The Lord told us to pray. He says, ask and keep on asking and you will receive. You'll receive the answer to what you need so that you can save your life or your loved one's life. So this is what we're taught. Those who you trust are the most guilty of sin. Who are we taught to trust? If you're religious, pray. It even says 60% must remain private, at least for humanity, because people can't take it. Their whole world view changes if everybody they've believed to trust, and they won't know what to do. It's what is so difficult. And President Trump knows that. That people, when we're up against all these white lab coats that, you know, and many of the white lab coat people have been brainwashed themselves. That's why I'm so thankful for RFK, because he's working so hard to make sure that we have nutrition information taught in the medical schools or they will not get their federal funding. And that's extremely important because maybe that'll help some of these who have been brainwashed doctors to come out of the brainwashing and realize they need to help people to build up their immune system instead of tearing it down. So here is, for example, the UT MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. And so here it's outrageous. Let me see if I can how to get this off of the screen. Okay, here it is. So look at this place. I mean, it's huge. It's a huge center. 100,000 people in Houston work at this facility. 100,000 people. It's a huge moneymaker. It's a huge business. And it's not only for Rockefeller, a big moneymaker. It's also, when I mean Rockefeller, I mean the New World Order. Okay. It's not only that, but it's also their killing machine. And if you think I'm a conspiracy theorist, then tell me what else was the jab. What else was this gain of function research that was done by Fauci other than a way to wipe out humanity? And it could have been a lot worse. 7.1 million sounds terrible. And it was it's ongoing because people have had their, I'll show you here in a minute about the P53 because that's why a lot of people are getting cancer from taking the jab, but it's happened later. It didn't happen immediately within 30 minutes of taking the jab, and people don't connect the dots as to why they've gotten sick. Yeah, you guys know that. I know you guys know that. But for those who are not familiar with any of this, just hope and pray that you'll really take this and pray about it and consider it and think for yourself. I really hope that you will. I'm very thankful that we did. I got the good news is coming. Okay. So yeah, but this is a big moneymaker. It's not just a moneymaker. It is part of their scheme to destroy humanity. I'm sorry. There's no other two ways about it, because especially when within weeks, Sally as well. Okay, here we go. I got more to tell you. Okay. So yeah. And first of all, fear not. The Lord told us, he commanded us not to fear. Because if you fear, then you leave your brain at the door. You don't think for yourself, because the fear takes over and you're like, somebody save me, you know, and you're not thinking clearly. So it's really important. I've seen this with people in our world that are so afraid, and they lose complete control because of the fear. And they're just, do what the doctor says, do what the doctor says. Like, stop. We have to think for ourselves, even if you're not going to. So here is Sally's kidney. You got two. What do you care? Just let them take one. Not today. We're not going to do that today. We're going to maybe think about that. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to try to save this kidney, because we might need that someday. Because literally someone was telling me, they're like, oh yeah, they took out her kidney and then the next one failed. Well, now what you going to do? Yeah, the Lord gave us two kidneys for a reason. Every part in your body, God gave you for a reason. You need it. Do not let them take it out, in my opinion. I'm not a medical doctor or whatever, but I just don't think that we need to willy-nilly within 5 minutes. Oh, okay, well, let's just take it out right now. I don't need that. And everybody I know who has listened to these people and done what they said, their health has gone down, 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 down. So, yeah, anyway. All right, so here's, so we said, we're going to look into all the different things that we can do that are healthy that we can do. So I'm going to give you this link here, some of these remedies. I'm going to show you some of the remedies that we tried. So let's just try certain things and let's just see if we can eliminate this toxin. For those of you who do not know, I was poisoned. If you want to see my page where I talk about this, I have a pretty good track record. I mean, I saved my own life. I had to save my own life. Nobody else could help me. You know, thankfully, I have wonderful people in my life, wonderful people in my life, but I had to reach out to them for advice and think for myself. And all this whole story here is how I saved my life by using natural products and natural supplements and was able to save my own life. I also have a very good track record, like with my mom. You guys know this, about how she was in terrible pain on four opioids a day, crazy number of opioids a day. And just to be able to manage the pain. And now she's completely well. Amazing. So this is on the one, this is about the pain free from prescribinglife.com, prescribinglife.com. So yeah, we're trying natural remedies to see if that can help. And yeah, it did. So I have never even told you the story of how I saved my daughter's life years and years ago, long, long, long ago, when she was little. And also I even saved my little wiener dog's life. So I've got a pretty good track record. I really do. So anyway, so here's where we ended up using this. I'm not going to say the word, but you guys can look on the screen and you can see what this is. This is the famous words that people have been talking about. And so I contacted some of my dear friends who talked to, you know, helped me with different remedies, helped me with them when I was poisoned. I said, okay, I got another problem. We got a problem. What are we going to do? And we started talking about it and research this, look into this. And so you started using this. Okay, I'm going to show you the link. I'm going to go pop in the chat the link to this. Now we can put all these links, everybody. But please don't put it over on YouTube land. Just let's put it on the Rumble for right now, because it'll probably get me banned over there. But anyway, so this one right here is this is an amazing treatment. Okay, let me tell you what this does. It prevents the cancer cell, not your good B cell antibody, the cute little antibody I was telling you about. it prevents the cancer cell from getting glucose, sugar, and oxygen. And so if it doesn't have sugar and oxygen, it'll die. The cancer cell will die. If I know this, then all those people at MD Anderson should know this. Literally years ago, this lady came to Houston. She was going to go to a completely different clinic, and she was actually a cancer doctor. And she says, I would never take the things that she was giving to other people. Anyway, so she was working on building up her immune system. This was, gosh, 30 years ago. How much more now? Anyway, so this is what it does, is it makes those cells just die. Just like if you don't have oxygen, doesn't take long and it's curtains, right? Same thing for these cells. And that's what this product right here does. Okay. So I have the whole list, and you can take a screenshot of that if you want to. This was the protocol that Sally took every day since April 30. Soon as we had this understanding of what was going on, this is what Sally started taking every day. And so this, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you what is my experience, our experience, taking this every day. And now I'm going to go ahead and get to the, I'm going to fast forward to the end. The end of the story is that within 5 weeks, Sally's urinalysis showed that of 10 markers that were out of range, that were wrong, that were bad, that were showing that we had a problem, 5 of them were back in the normal range. And the white blood cells and the other 4 markers are reduced in half. We knew we were on the right track when all the markers were either getting into normal range or heading in that direction. And that was just within 5 weeks. And I bet you it was sooner than that. And what initially happened is Sally has not been sick. Sally has not had pain. Sally has not lost her hair. Sally has not had any of this terrible things going on. But what Sally was initially had, like, loose bowel movements. And, you know, because what I believe was happening is this was killing those cells off, and the body was eliminating them because of the protocol that Sally was on. And of course, that caused a little bit of diarrhea. Not a big deal. Still continuing on. Never a day, not even one day where you're like feeling nauseous. Not one day feeling like I got to go to bed, I'm tired or whatever. No, none of that. None of that. Just your body doing what God intended it to do, where it's fighting. And then the other thing was within eight weeks, remission, NED, no evidence of disease. We just got this yesterday. So I'm like, okay, I can tell everybody now. It took a while to getting all these tests. That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother video. But Sally's kidney is intact and her antibodies are intact. How about that? Isn't that awesome? It's amazing. Instead of all the hell people go through, And it comes back, and then they go through more treatments, and it gets worse, and now it's gone, and then it comes back, and then next thing you know, after the 10 years of all them putting you through hell, you finally, your body just can't go anymore. No. Sally's immune system is not only intact, it's better than it was before. How about that? Sally's immune system is better than it was before, and her kidney. She's got her kidney, both of them. No evidence of disease. How about that? So exciting. Now, I want to show you where we got this information from. Okay, so, and then I'm going to show you the whole protocol. I'm going to go into each of the items on the protocol so you know what it is. It's very important, in my opinion, that you know why certain, you're taking certain things so that you'll just understand your body and your health and how your body is fighting to stop this cancer. All right. So here is this man named Joe Tippins. Have you guys heard of him? He is the famous one. Here's the video of Joe Tippins. Okay, I'm going to pop that in there. If you guys can share that one. This man was diagnosed. He had stage 4 cancer. He had done everything, lung cancer. He had done everything he had been told to do. And finally, after he'd come back and then he have more treatments and he would get well and then he would come back and the whole roller coaster ride, he was told you need to go home, go into hospice. It's curtains. You're done. There's nothing else we can do. So here, I'll read the story. He's an American cancer survivor from Edmond, Oklahoma, who gained global attention for claiming to have cured his terminal small cell lung cancer, used an unconventional regimen known as the Joe Tippins protocol. Diagnosed in 2016 with prognosis of only 3 months to live, he reported that his cancer vanished after he began taking curcumin, CBD oil, and vitamin E. Okay, sorry, I'm just scared to use that word because I don't want this. I'd like for this video to stay up on YouTube. All right, so. Now he's telling everybody just what he did and saved so many lives, I'm sure, just so many lives. So here's the video where you can hear more about it, where he tells the whole story. It's like, just like President Trump says, right to try. What do I have to lose? Might as well give it a try to see if this is going to work. They've given me, they're saying go into hospice. And so his friend basically came over and told him, said, this is what we do with our animals. You know, we give them this for deworming and it cures their cancer. That's what it does. So yeah, he said, well, why not? Give it here. And within, was it 8 weeks? He's well. What was it, 8 weeks? I think it doesn't say on here, but I think it was 8 weeks. He was well. Amazing. Again, because his body was kicked in to do what it was supposed to do because it was doing the CBD oil, the curcumin, but his body, the dewormer was basically causing the cancer cells to wilt because they didn't have oxygen, they didn't have sugar, no glucose to keep them alive. And so that's exactly what happened. And his body just rebounded and he's alive and well to this day. So yeah. Very, very, very exciting. So here is his Facebook page. And when you, to go to it, you would type in, first of all, you can go to mycancerstory.rocks. That is his website where he tells the whole story that I'm talking about here. And he said, okay, here's the website right here. I'm going to pop that over into the chat. And so here is, that's his website, mycancerstory.rocks, R-O-C-K-S. And so here is the Facebook page with 66,000 members. And they all are talking. Some of them are telling their testimony. Some of people are asking questions. And basically, it's just very encouraging to see. Now, let me tell you, the ones who sell all these drugs will not do a study on this protocol because there's no money in it. There's no money in it for them. So they don't want to. They don't want to do. They want this big facility down in Houston that is, of course, 100,000 people, and it's just a huge money making machine. It's just a churning out cash on the daily, and so they won't do a study. So if you go and you start to research, oh, there are no studies. Well, of course not, because they don't want a study that shows that this basically you can get well with aspirin or something, cheap like this. Okay. So definitely go and check into that. You have to go through a few hoops. They're trying to keep out the riffraff who are just trying to use it to sell stuff or whatever. But yeah, so he is, he's created this. Basically, this is a study. When you have 66,000 people, it's not a controlled study, but it is a study of all these people. And they just one after another, and you can verify that they're real people and that this is the real, it's on their Facebook page of what they went through. And then it's a beautiful thing. This is power to the people. This is the people. This is really how Facebook should be used, in my opinion. All right. So I want you to see that. So definitely go and check those out. save all this. Like I said, bookmark this, save this, share this video, because I hope you never need it. But if you do, you need it. You're going to need all this. All right. If you ever need it, you're going to need it. All right. So, all right. Here's the thing I was going to tell you about what is going on in the body. So it is not doing its job. Remember I was telling you about the jab. And so this is a DNA strand, this turquoise little aqua DNA strand. And so the orange thing depicts the P53 gene. And what it does is it goes up and down the DNA strand, and it looks for any kind of problem. And what it's showing here in this picture is it found, oh, there's a problem with this portion of the DNA. It got messed up by a toxin or whatever. It's something's wrong. And so we need to lock in and we need to fix it. And so P53 is busy doing this all day long. This is why your DNA stays strong and your body stays strong and keeps you from getting sick. But what happens is as soon as it locks in, then the cell says, oh, we can't divide. No dividing right now because we're in the repair mode. We don't want to divide and replicate a cell that's got a problem. Just like if you had a virus on your laptop, you don't want to copy it and copy it all throughout your body or throughout your computer. Same thing with your body. You wouldn't want to copy this bad damaged cell throughout your body. And so the P53 is looking all the time for these things and going and fixing them. If for one reason or another it cannot fix that cell, then it brings over the little macrophages, I think that's what they're called. And so they come over and they gobble it up and they make it go bye-bye. Go poo-poo. All right. So then this is what happens in our bodies. The body is busy eliminating this all the time. But this man right here, I'm going to show you this man. I think you've seen him before. Let's see. Okay. Well, first of all, this is basically a picture of, this is the man who had studied this, and here's where it's talking about multiplying all these cells. We don't want that to happen. So this man right here, I don't remember his name. He's been doing all this research. He calls it the guardian. That's interesting. That's another guardian. The guardian of the genome, and that's what the P53 is. P53, this little guy right here is the guardian of the genome. And so he's talking about how it's always working so hard to protect your DNA. And so this man right here, I'm sure you guys have seen him. I'm going to play this little clip. He's saying that the elephant has 8 P53s. They're going up and down, working hard to protect the genome. But he thinks that the jab damaged our P53. So it's not there to protect. So if a cell is damaged, it doesn't know it's damaged and it just replicates. And that's really why a lot of these people have gotten these tumors, because they start to bunch up and have tumors all over the body. Some people say they're parasites. Maybe some of them are parasites, but many of them are just damaged cells. And the body doesn't recognize, oh, there's this damage. The P53 is not working properly. And so it just makes this cell, and they just keep dividing more and more and more and more and more. Okay, so do you hear what he has to say?
That actually prevents cancer from occurring. Elephants have 8 P53s. That's why elephants don't get cancer.
Wow, I did not know that.
So you could be an elephant and you'd be fine. Guess what COVID does? It knocks down P53.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We're
about to publish that. Dr. Carl Scardone and I have done the work. It knocks down P53, and so therefore it's what I consider no different from HPV, which causes cancer with a latent period of, once you have HPV, 5-10 years. Now we are seeing for the first time in America head and neck cancer from HPV.
I wanted you to mainly see that about the jab damaged this little P53. And that is why so many of these people have gotten tumors and cancer, and it's just taken over because their H53, I keep saying H, I don't know where I got the H, the P53 got damaged. or removed, erased. But of course, that's what they would do. Doesn't this sound exactly like something Fauci would do, allegedly? All right, so I want you to see that. And so, okay, so here is the protocol. Again, I'm gonna read a little bit of it to you so you kind of understand what this is. See if I can. Okay, there you go. Okay, so the first thing is, these are the CD drops. Okay, if you're not familiar with that, go to freedomforce.live/CD. All right, and so to drink this, because this is a toxin remover. What she did every day, 20 drops in a bottle of water, just a regular bottle of water, and do like up to 100 drops a day. The problem is, you know, it was kind of making her queasy. Okay, so and it does because it's eliminating anything that's bad, and so it can make you a little bit and queasy. And maybe diarrhea. Okay. So, all right. So then the other thing is, first thing in the morning without food, you want to have this binder. And it was this thing called Toxin Binder. You can find this over on freedomforce.live/remedies and find out more about it. And also with bentonite clay, just mixing it in some water and drink it on down. And what happens is, when you're eliminating all of these cells in your body, then it's going to put off a methane gas. It's going to put off all this byproducts, because these things are dying up inside of you. These cells are dying. And so a lot of people don't do a toxin binder. And so they end up feeling very, very ill. And Sally didn't feel ill one day, not even one day. So it's because the toxin binders and the bentonite clay would go and wrap around the toxin, around the dead cell, and eliminate it from the body. Okay, and the H7, again, that's on the write that down, but that's also on the remedies page right there. H7, that also does this to remove, to bind around the ammonia and to get this out of the system. Okay, you can imagine, these things are dying inside of you. You've got to get them surround them and remove them from the body. Okay. And then every day we were doing at the first, we're doing a cup of Pedialyte in a smoothie, just because there was, you know, significant diarrhea at the very beginning. Now, as Sally continued the protocol, that stopped. And I think, really looking back, that's probably when we had kicked it, was when the diarrhea stopped, I bet. We didn't have the test, or we're far down the road on getting this kicked. All right. But again, what we're trying to do, each of us, you, me, Sally, everybody, we're trying to build up our immune system, this wall around our bodies, to build up our bodies so that, you know, we don't get cancer, where our P53 does its job and our body does its job to eliminate these things and to make our immune system super, super strong. So I'm not trying to say, you know, cancer free, because everybody's got some cancer, but your body should be doing its job to eliminate it, right? Anyway, so a half a lime. Limes are so, so, so healthy for you. Also EDTA, this is like a chelation, where it will claw the toxin away. If it's attached, it will help it to be removed and release that toxin to be removed from your body. If a tumor is embedded there, it's going to be hard to get it to release. And that's what the EDTA does. And then I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you, you know, what my experience has been and what I've learned along the way. So the other thing is the super greens over on the freedomforce.live/detox, that Sally did every day, because this makes your cells stronger. You've got to have your cells super strong so that they can't be destroyed. Okay. And you've got to make them super strong. I just love the super greens. I do this every day. It's super important for your health. Also the cordyceps mushrooms. You've heard a lot of good things probably about mushrooms, how they can help your body. So check into cordyceps, CORYCEPS mushrooms. And then on top of that, that was with in the smoothie, but with the meals, Sally did, let's see if I can get this to Dave. All right, here we go. Okay. With the meals, you can have certain things. That the other the things at the very top, that was without meals. Then you have the smoothie, and then you can drink that with the meal. But it just makes it easy to put to make all that go down easily. But with the meals, Sally was doing enzymes again on the remedies page. These help your body to absorb the minerals and the nutrients that you are eating. And that's one of the problems is with someone who has cancer, they probably have one of the reasons their immune system is not working well is because they're not absorbing the nutrients, and they've wrecked our gut health. And that's why I talk like this is why lately I know I've been like sounding like your mama about so how it's, now you know why. How important it is and why I've been going on and on and on about the importance of helping your gut health and doing the probiotics. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, if you go to freedomforce.live, LIVE/P2, I talk about how important it is to eliminate the biofilm from your gut because it's preventing you from getting the nutrients into that shag carpeting of your guts and absorbing this into your body. And that's another thing Sally ended up going to a holistic doctor who's doing a lot of tests and finding out, like, did a stool test to figure out, oh, you're not absorbing the nutrients and that type of thing. Finding out, anyway, I'll tell you more about this in a second, but low on iodine, things that we've never really thought about or heard about before. And so it's super important to have someone who's really looking at all these things. Doing a lot of these tests that really helped you get down to the bottom of why did you get this in the first place. Okay. Also, Sally was doing apple cider vinegar because she was having, I think that was really more because of, she was having, what do you call it? Acid reflux type of thing. Anyway, not because of the cancer, just because of her diet was not very good. And so, yeah, she was not getting adequate acids. You think, I need less acid. No, you actually need more acid because whatever. It's a little bit complicated. But, yeah, it works. Trust me. Apple cider vinegar really helps to not have acid reflux. All right, so the vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams, 2 times a day. The zinc, 50 milligrams once a day. Vitamin D, 5,000, 2 times a day, which is 10,000 I use daily. So this is again, what Sally was doing. And then also the, you know what, can you read that on the board, on the page right there? And that was from that lab that I told you about, sanarelab.com. That's the place to get that. And so what Sally's going to be doing at some point is being on a maintenance routine. Now that we've gotten this result back, we're going to go meet with the holistic doctor and make sure everything's A-okay. And then as long as everything's all systems go, at some point we'll go ahead and just move to a maintenance, which is like half of the normal amount. But this was 222 milligrams 2 times a day. And then the second one works in conjunction. They both do certain things. One removes, maybe prevents the oxygen. One prevents the glucose that starves the cell. Okay. And this is I'm not going to say the word, but there was 400 milligrams. And that is actually a medicine that is approved for humans. All right. So yeah, that one is, and so is ivermectin. I don't know if you knew that, but that is approved for humans and for years has been. And so that is 6 milligrams 2 times a day. And so Sally did not have any problem with any of this as far as feeling, queasy or anything. Now, I will say the drops probably did make her a little queasy, but nothing else did. All right. So then the natokinase is an anti-inflammatory. So that, imagine that if the cells are all inflamed, then it's hard to get the nutrients into them because they're all just too full. And so this is the natokinase helps to remove the inflammation. And then also the apricot seeds, that one sounds a little bit nuts, but this is there's actually cyanide in them. And I'm going to show you a page where you can read more about it. I'll pop this in here so you can read about the amazing truth about the apricot pits, amazing seed with life-saving poison. They can go in and get rid of, knows how to identify and get rid of these cancer cells in your body. All right, so I'm going to pop this into here. That's the apricot seed right there. So you got the link on that. So everything is right there. And we're going to put this all on my website. We're all melissaredpill.com. We're also going to put this on the Rumble, not necessarily on the Fluff Tube. All right, so I wanted you to see that. And the last thing was the iodine. We found out with this test Sally did, where you literally put a tincture of iodine on your skin and you look within like the next, you do it before you go to bed and in the morning you look at it. And if it's really faded, your body's absorbing it. It's like, we need this iodine. And so it's really indicative that she was low on iodine. So she's now taking 50 milligrams a day, actually 25 milligrams twice a day. So that was an important piece of it. I think that our whole society is low on iodine. A lot of people are taking are using Celtic salt and pink sea salt, but don't realize that it doesn't have iodine in it. And I'm big on Celtic salt. I'm big on pink sea salt, but we need the iodine. And the only way you can get the iodine is if you eat a bunch of sea kelp, which maybe you don't get. Or if you do the greens that I talk about, the super greens, if you do that in your smoothie, then you're going to be getting it. But you've got to really get these nutrients in your body. But yeah, so it makes your body more resilient against getting cancer. So there you go. I hope that you like hearing about all this. I hope this was helpful. I'm very, very thankful. I think that's everything. I hope I didn't miss anything. I hope that's everything. I'll be on the chat for a little bit longer and I'll be there to answer questions or whatever. But like I said, all this is going to be on the website and I'm just hoping and praying that many people will hear this and it'll help a lot of people and give them the courage to try, you know, and if we had to do over, Sally was going to, he said, look, I will put, you know, maybe if it continues to grow, we'll just take out the kidney, but not everything I've seen. It just, I don't know. That was, again, each person has to make their own decision on what they think is the best thing to do. But that was what Sally and I were talking about. And so, yeah, but I'm very thankful to report that Sally is in remission. No evidence of the disease. I knew it. So thankful. I'm so glad I was right. I'm so glad I've got another one and I've saved another life, you know, and it's just really because we're all working together and that we're sharing this information. Thank God for Joe Tippins. Thank God for all these people, these wonderful people that are on my health page, freedomforce.live/health, H-E-A-L-T-H. And it's because of these wonderful people who have caught so much flack, but it's because that's why we have all these true remedies. We're going to have more and more and more. But the release is not necessarily through the government. It's through us sharing this information with each other. I'm going to catch a lot of flack from this. I'm telling you right now, I know this. I'm like, I don't even care. I do not care. I don't care because I saved Sally's kidney. You can't top that. I don't care if you don't want to talk to me. I don't care. I want to know that I've saved Sally's kidney and I've saved Sally's antibodies, more importantly. All right, let's pray. Again, we praise you and we thank you that you guide us into all truth. You are the God of truth. And as we listen to you and we don't have fear, but we trust in you, you guide us to what we need to do to protect this body that you've made amazing, amazing, marvelous. And my soul knows it very well. And that you made our bodies to fight. And just pray, Lord, that this cancer treatments that they're doing, there's poisoning people and giving them years of hell on earth and killing them. It'll stop. I just pray, Lord, that you would save us, deliver us from evil. From pure evil. Lord, I pray for everybody's P53 right now. I pray everybody will have a strong P53 and that it'll do its job and that we'll do everything we can to help protect our P53 and the P53s of all of our friends and loved ones. I just pray, Lord, that you would help us to wake up, especially if we knew that the jab, how do we not connect the dots at all this? These people that we've been told to trust, the brainwashing is real. Lord, save us from the brainwashing. Help your spirit go to us and awaken us and enable us to think for ourselves by your spirit. Thank you for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to bless them. I pray you help them to use this information to save more and more and more lives. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so happy to be on here and be able to tell you all this good things I've been wanting to tell you for weeks. I've been trying, like, I have to cool my jets. Remember I was telling you that? But I did. We've now been able to tell you the story about it. And like I said, I'll be on the chat for just a little bit if you have any questions. And I guess that's it. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Central for our regular show. And I will talk to you later. Strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.